The Origins of Bobenka. In 1986, Archbishop Paul Vergikoff of Bamenda, Cameroon, asked the Piarist Fathers, also known as Colossensian Fathers, to come to his archdiocese in order to help in the evangelization of children and youth. We arrived in Cameroon on 26 December 1987. We were invited several times to take major responsibilities in the field of youth ministry at the archdiocesan and zonal levels. We resisted the idea of getting entangled, from the beginning, in a lot of pastoral responsibilities without having had the time to discover what our youth needed, what their problems are, how to use a language which may speak to their hearts and how to relate the gospel message to their culture and reality. In order to find this out, we undertook a serious study of the pastoral situation and searched for solutions. It was our perception that the local youth ministry, the Archdiocesan Youth Federation and the various youth movements were lacking a serious formation process. In November 1990, Father Juan Azuel created a small youth group, which we called at the beginning, to give it a name, the Colossans Movement. There were 30-something boys and girls in the first years of secondary school. He started to meet with them every Sunday afternoon and to develop some activities and formative materials following his early experiences of youth ministry with confirmation classes, Boy and Girl Scouts and the Junior Movement in Spain and his own groups at Transfiguration Church in Brooklyn, New York. In February 1992, this group went for a camping experience at Banja and had all the newly inaugurated tents and all their belongings burned to ashes by a bush fire. This was a turning point in the group because the tragedy of having lost everything gave a boost to their morale and enriched their common history of salvation. In the burning bush, they saw in a clearer way that their true treasure was their friendship, fellowship, and faith. They went to reflect about their identity and changed the name of the group to Bobenka, which in Kwin language means the Children of the Light. Other names were offered by various members of the group, like Children of the Sun or Children of the Fire, but they especially liked the former one because of its connection to New Testament theology, our baptismal liturgy, and its relation with Bilenge Yamwinda, the Youth of the Light, a Congolese youth process which has inspired us in many ways. On Easter Sunday of 1992, the first Bobenka group made their basic promise and opened the road for the creation of new groups. In 1993 a group of Ndis was created, including Cyprian Ndifer, Domingo Says, Teresa Taminang, Hippolytus Zama, Bernadette Kaba, Sebastian Neba, Charles Ngu, John Tonta, and Dominica Ngangte. Together with Juan Azuel and the first Bobenka group they gave structure to the process. Shortly before the launching of new Aungsa groups, the untimely death of the first Ndi, Cyprian Ndifer, tortured to death on December 15, 1993 for a crime he had not committed, gave new insights and desires of commitment to the Bobenka. Cyprian had worked as Ndi with Juan Azuel since 1992 and he left behind a beautiful collection of spiritual and moral insights and writings for African youths which inspired many people afterwards. Some of these writings are presented here in the Appendix 3. His beautiful testimony of a life dedicated to the Lord and to others had such a powerful impact among the youth of Nkwin that when the new groups were launched in January 1994, 1 month after his death, almost 200 adolescents signed up in the five Aungka groups. The first systematic attempt to write the formation notes for these groups and the structures of this process was started by the Colossensian community of Futru in 1994. They have also built the Emmaus Youth Spirituality Center at St. Joseph Colossans Catholic Mission, Mente, Nkwin, which provides now a physical ahum to the Bobenka and those who want to become involved in this process.